Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to Mike.
So London's where they're talking about it. Interesting numbers out of China yesterday.
Yeah, all eyes on London. And just a bit of a reminder that China's got a vested interest in getting a deal done. You talk about inflation's a problem in many places, but China's battling deflation. So yeah, their consumer prices down 0.1% in May. Actually, there's the projection of the IMF that CPI in China's actually going to average zero this year. That'd be the weakest since the GFC in 2009. Food and energy prices are still weighing. Excluding those, CPI looks a bit better, up 0.6%. Prices at the factory gate, they're down for a 32nd month, down by 3.3%. That's actually the most in nearly 2 years. Prices of coal, mining, energy down 17% plus. So, yeah, basically, Mike, Chinese consumers are hunkering down. There's obviously the property slump, and there's also lots of sectors engaged in price wars. And so there's obviously news recently about BYD. They've cut prices on a lot of their models by as much as 30%. So, yeah, Beijing's probably going to be conscious of the need to get a trade deal done, also perhaps introduce more stimulus. And, yeah, while the domestic side's under pressure, exports are also under the pump as well. So they rose less than expected, 4.8%, $316 billion. Perhaps no surprise, given the tariffs of the US, they're down from nosebleed levels, but still there. They fell the most in more than 5 years. They were down 34%, so that counteracted a rise in other markets. Imports, they were down as well, but China's still running trade surpluses. It's around about $500 billion year to date, but look, that could easily dissipate if this uneasy truce of the US, should we say, falls over, and should tariffs of other countries kick back, and that'll have demand implications. So certainly got an interest in getting these trade talks over the line. Of course, the reprieve runs out in August, and it has been reported that they've extended a few more olive branches, as it were, so doing a bit on rare earths. And also Boeing is back from the coal. It's begun deliveries of commercial jets. So, yeah, but all eyes on London, Mike.
Yep, we'll stand by. Japan, they're going backwards as well.
Yeah, they are as well, actually. So obviously another big export nation, which is hasn't had a deal with the US yet, but we're interested in getting one done. So GDP, they actually fell less than the initial reading by 0.2% in the March quarter after a 0.7% decline that was estimated earlier. But yeah, certainly wants those trade talks to be resolved. They've got a 10% reciprocal tariff, of course, but a much more meaty 25% tariff on the auto sector. I suppose one thing in their favour, Trump's been going on about how Japan would always fight to keep the yen weak. Well, the yen's actually increased 8% against the US dollar this year. Obviously, they've pivoted away from that negative interest rate policy last year. So that's sort of helping the currency. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of eyes on talks there, including from the Bank of Japan. They meet next week. They slashed their growth and inflation forecasts at the last meeting at the start of May. They have battled deflation in the past, but I suppose one bit of good news for them is inflation is above the Bank of Japan's 2% target, and it's been there for basically 3 years, so that's positive. That'll give them room to raise rates, although, of course, tariffs are complicating these plans. So, yeah, lots of interest in US-Japan trade talks as well.
Yeah. And then we come back home, yet more celebration. When does it end? How good can it be? Those red meat numbers, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about the good news stories in New Zealand. Of course, we've had the dairy sector, but the agri sector in general is doing well. And of course, there was a lot of fears about how the red meat would do, given Trump's tariffs and how they would impact sales to the US. Well, in April, they surged 39% to $344 million. That was down around about $50 million from March. But to put that in context, it was a global record for any month. This is according to the Meat Industry Association. So there's also reports of ingenuity there, Mike, that they're mixing sort of American beef with New Zealand beef for hamburger burger patties. But look, overall, it looks like the red meat sector's in pretty good nick. So total revenue is $1.2 billion. That was up 34% year on year. That was a little bit lower from 1.26 in March, but that was also a record month. Volume's actually lower, but yeah, it's all about the higher prices that's really making up for that. And all major markets grew outside the US as well. So you look at China, that's the next biggest. Sales are up 9%, $253 million. UK up 56%. Netherlands nearly doubled. Germany up 160%. So yeah, it's good news for New Zealand farmers, Mike.
I like it. What are the numbers?
The Dow at the minute, also a bit of good news here. It's up 0.25%, 42,869. S&P 500 up 0.28%. NASDAQ up 0.4%. FTSE 100, but softer, down 0.1%. Nikkei up 0.9%. Hang Seng on those numbers and perhaps more stimulus coming was up 1.6%. ASX 200, that was closed. NZX 50, we were down 0.2%, 12,539. Gold up $25, $3,335 an ounce. Oil up 45 cents, that's 65 even a barrel. And the currency markets, hey, another good news story as well for the Kiwi dollar. We're up 0.7% against the US, 60.5, 92.8 against the Australian dollar, 44.6 against the British pound, and 87.4 against the Japanese yen. Yes, that'd be a good time to be genning offshore.
Good stuff, mate. Go well. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.